Episode 3039, Small Pockets of Time.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you had a fabulous weekend celebrating Mother's Day and those that you love and just spending time together. It's a new day. It's a new week. So take a deep breath. It is time to dive in to where your mind is, where God has you headed. Because it's not about what you want, but what God wants. Small pockets of time. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, be sure to check out pray.com. We have a brand new TV show that goes live every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. You can also catch the reruns video on demand at pray.com. There we are, exclusive to them. We are trying something new, and we would like to have you join us there. Also, join our family at createyournow.mn.co. You can find all this information in the show notes or at createyournow.com. Okay, enough of that, because your time is precious. We are given a certain amount of time on earth, and it's already written. God already knows when you began, when you were conceived, and then when your time here on earth, and you'll be called home. And so I don't want this to be like a morbid Monday. That's not what I'm having here. But I do want you to look at the reality, the magnitude of how time really does play into your everyday. Because my friend, you cannot do everything all the time. Eventually, burning the candle at both ends will become your reality. So take heart. You can impact greatly in your small pockets of time. Because, you know, when we look at how we utilize our time, where we go, sometimes it just seems like a drop in the bucket, like it's no big deal. It's just, oh, well, time passes by, another hour's gone. You know, have you ever sat on the toilet? Come on now, be honest, TMI. You don't have to tell me, but tell yourself, have this conversation internally. Have you ever sat on the toilet? You've been there for 20 or 30 minutes. You thought, and it was really 40 or 45 minutes. And in that time, you did your business, yes, but you also scrolled through your social media, emptied out your email folders. Whatever it was, you were doing everything that really maybe wasn't of importance, but it took up time. You thought you were doing something good and you had direction, but then it's like, oh, where did my time go? Every little bit of time counts. And often life can feel like a race against time. There seems to be a never-ending list of tasks to do. Things we have on that to-do list, the honey to-do list, right? We're like, here, baby doll, can you do this? Is that what you did for your husband? You gave him your to-do list and said, will you complete all this for Mother's Day? That's all I want. No flowers, no nothing, just my to-do list finished. Okay, well, that's not what we're talking about here. But it does reflect on our relationships, how we utilize our time. Are we spending what we need to be spending together when it comes to time? Because from work to family obligations, we're always on the go. Somebody is always vying for our time. However, it's important to remember that we cannot do everything all the time. But if I know you, because I know me, we think we can. Yes, we're just like, come on, I got this. And we just go, 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 go. We're like that cute pink Energizer bunny that keeps going and going and going and going. But at some point, the batteries run out and you get tired or you get sick. Something else comes in the way and blocks you and says, you can't do anymore. You just can't. You get hurt, injured, you get sick. Something happens to someone close to you, and so you're forced to say, I can do no more. You have to understand the value of your time so you can use it to benefit what matters most. Life is too short to live by assumptions and fly by the seat of your pants all the time. Ignite a fabulous future. Let little become much. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let little become much. Most of us are probably trying to take a little bit and make a lot of it, but with the wrong stuff. We're like, okay, if I have all this money, if I can just get enough money in the bank account, then I can do this, 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 and this. But what if you had enough time to do this, 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 and this? Because you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have time, what do you have? Nothing. Because you won't be able to utilize all that money that you have because you don't have enough time. Time is so precious. And once when you have it, in a minute, it's gone. And the next minute, it's gone. And you can look at it from all different points of view. You can look at it as a mom, just coming off of Mother's Day. And you can say, gosh, my kids are growing up so fast. I don't have enough time with them. You can spend a lot of time with them. But unfortunately, a lot of us don't. We choose other things and we let those things get in the way. We can look at time from the perspective of, gosh, I've got to build my career. I've got to make sure I get through these certain channels so I can reach this point, the pinnacle of my dream. That's my dream job. So I got to get through all of this. And you push, 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 and push. You can also look at time through the perspective and the lens of marriage. How long have you been married? Is it long enough? Maybe you're saying, I've spent too much time with my spouse. Okay, we'll leave that for another conversation. But time is so valuable. But honestly, we kind of just toss it to the side, making the assumption that we're going to have all the time in the world. No, my friend, you may have all the money in the world, but you won't have all the time to use it. So when you see a clock, I want you to look at it differently. Let little become much. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, you got to prioritize your time. And I'm not saying think of this as the planning method. And you go sit down and go, okay, here's my calendar. And from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, this is what I'm going to do. Nope, that's not what I'm saying. Time is a precious commodity and it's essential to use it wisely. So what I do want you to do is I want you to sit down and I want you to evaluate your daily routine. Are there any activities or tasks that really aren't necessary? They're there because, well, they've been there. Or they're there and they just take up space. And they take up that space and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it becomes a distraction because in all honesty, you really don't do anything with it. And you've never taken time to take it off your calendar. Most of us are running around with digital calendars. Just a couple days ago, I had this repeat meeting on my calendar and I had basically no end date. And it was coming up every week on the same day at the same time. I haven't had a meeting there for probably over a year and a half, literally. And I looked at it one day and I'm like, why is this still on here? Every single time I look at it, I'm thinking, what am I missing? What have I missed? I've missed nothing, but I might be missing something else because it's literally taking space up in my brain that when I look at something, it's not a clear schedule. So guess what I did? I deleted it. You know how good that felt? It was like, yes. And it wasn't really a big deal. It was just a distraction. So evaluate your daily routine. If you're saying, I need to exercise 2 hours in the morning, that's great. Are you really doing it? If you are really doing it, then be honest and mark that time off. But if you are not, make it the time that you are. And if it's really you're only working out Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays, then make Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays your workout times. Take the rest of it off. Just because you have a calendar that has 50 things on it every day doesn't make you a success. Did you hear me? Busyness is not the key to success. Words on a page or on a digital calendar does not say, yes, Sue, you got this right. John, this is awesome. You are successful today. Your success is not derived by the words on a page. It constitutes the actions and the thoughts that create the impact of your everyday. And so when you let little become much, you're saying, my time is precious. And so I'm just not going to have stuff on a calendar when really it doesn't matter, or it was a necessity at one point, but it's no longer. So prioritize your time by focusing on the most critical tasks and letting go of less crucial ones. It's okay also to say no. If someone says to you, say, hey, you know, I really need someone to come and help set this up. I'm not saying say no all the time. But what I am saying is to be honest with where you are. You might be in a season of your life right now that you need to be saying no more than yes, and that's okay. You do not have to save the world. But you do have the responsibility to those around you that God said you need to be watchful over them, the people within your own four walls, providing for them. Those become your priority. And then if you can serve further, and sometimes you probably are doing a great job and other times you may have to pull back. Don't feel guilty. It's a season of life. It's a stage that you're in. This too shall pass. And then guess what? Then you can open up your calendar again and you can go back and say, you know what? Let little become much. I need to reprioritize. Let's shift some things around. Number two, chunk your time. This is where you break tasks into smaller chunks. It's easy to become overwhelmed by a large project or task, but by breaking it down into smaller, more manageable pieces, you can make it feel less daunting and you actually feel more successful. So tackle a task in small increments and then you'll make progress and feel a sense of accomplishment. Now, a lot of times what we think we're doing great at is, gosh, I got all this done. Man, look at all these check marks. I'm amazing. You're already amazing without the check marks. You're not in kindergarten anymore. You're not carrying around a report card. The only person you answer to is you and then to your Heavenly Father. And yes, of course, your spouse, because you're doing life together. But you're doing it in a different manner. They don't rule over you. You come together and you say, okay, this is what's working for this week. I was having a discussion with our youngest, who is now a freshly walked graduate. He had already graduated in December. And so we had his graduation this past weekend and it was great. And it was funny because he's like, you know, Mom, now I've got all the time in the world. I'm like, what have you been doing the last 5 months? You've been done. He's like, yeah, I know. But all of a sudden, it was this reality that hit him. And he's like, I'm really done. Like, I am done. What am I going to do with my life now? Like, I have all the time. No one's telling me what to do. I am in control. And that's true. We get to decide what goes on our calendar. And so when you do that and you look at it and say, okay, I know I need these three things done today. And I really, really would encourage you, look at just three things a day. And I say three things. You could put them into three categories if you want to, but make it be the major things. I'm not talking about the daily responsibilities. I'm not talking about getting up and exercising, brushing your teeth, washing your face. Those are not the to-do list, okay? If you're down to micromanaging your time, we'll leave that for another episode. This is chunking your time specifically to tasks as to what you need to get done that impacts the world that you touch. So let's say you're a substitute teacher. Okay. And so for this day, you are on. All of a sudden now, what you thought was going to happen between 8 and 3 o'clock is no longer. Why? Because you're in school as a substitute teacher. So anything between 8 and 3, you have to change. You have to move because now you're in a classroom and now the kids become your priority. So you're going to chunk your time differently on that day because you're in school. And since you're the substitute, you don't really have a planning period. So when a planning period comes up, you're like, okay, well, this is time that I can look and I can do this. And this is what matters. And no, I don't have the whole day like I thought I would, but I can get this part done in this 30 minute of time that I have while I'm substitute teaching. Chunk your time. I promise you, when you see progress, you'll feel a better sense of accomplishment. But it takes one task at a time to lead to miles of greatness. And finally, number three, use your time wisely. You could be standing in line at the grocery store, or maybe you're sitting in a waiting room waiting for your doctor's appointment. Use that time to make small, progressive steps to finishing little tasks like emails or brainstorming, or maybe you're just kind of making an outline of what you need to do. You've got a project, or you have a couple phone calls to make and you're in an area that you could actually pick up the phone and dial it, and it doesn't have to be in total privacy, but you can have a quick conversation so you can take that off your list. Because otherwise, what do you think you'll be doing? Well, let's go back to that 20 or 30 minutes that you thought you were on the toilet. I was only there that long, were you? And now it's 40 or 45 minutes later because you caught yourself scrolling through your social media feeds, watching your videos. Yay, YouTube. Hey, YouTube is awesome. I'm there. But do you have to be there all the time? Use those small pockets of time for productivity. And when you do that, it makes a huge difference. And all of a sudden, when you're done and you're running behind from your doctor's appointment, all of a sudden you're like, wow, I still got something done, even though we were delayed. I still made a step further. If you're reading a book and you know you're going to be sitting somewhere and you don't have the book on your Kindle or on your book app, whatever it is, however you're reading, bring the hard copy with you and sit and read instead. You don't have to be on social media. You don't have to be on your phone. Bring something else. Get your pen and paper out. Do what needs to be done. You can even pay bills if you need to, so long, obviously, that you're in a private space. And a lot of people pay their bills via online. So maybe it's just sitting there scheduling some things. It's amazing that when we put thought into our time, what we get back out of it is more time. Let less become much. When you want to do something more than, sometimes you have to start with less than. It's about making the most out of the small pockets of time that you have. It's about saying, I can look at a clock and in 24 hours, I can do exactly what I need to do, including getting good sleep, including making dinner, having time with my family, including snuggling with my spouse, and also getting all the other things done. And no, you don't have to feel overwhelmed. You can achieve your goals and significantly impact your life when you let little become much through your small pockets of time. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.